Warning! This podcast contains spoilers for the Mega Man ZX and Mega Man Legends series. Listen at your own risk.
Hello, and welcome to the Legendary Frogcast. I'm Dustin Watts, and once again with me are...
Ash Paulson, Mega Man fan.
And Gomer the Ranting Thespian, fellow Mega Man fan.
And here we are at the long-awaited Mega Man Part 3 podcast, and we are very sorry about the delay. It's just, things happen, man.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
That's for sure.
If it's not one thing, it's another. Seriously, we have tried to do this at least 10 times, and this is the first time we've done it that, you know, something hasn't happened. Knock on wood.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, seriously.
This is one of those rare weekends we don't have any children staying over. Because that's one of the things we do. We take my cousin's children for the weekend, you know, just so they can come over and visit or whatever. And during that time, if they're here, I can't record anything. So even my own productions even get pushed back a bit because of them.
Right.
Ugh. So it's such a pain.
Well, my girlfriend's been in town, and when she's here, I usually kind of drop everything I can and spend as much time as I can with her too. So,
good man.
She's out of town. Yeah, exactly.
So, anything interesting that y'all have been doing since we've last done the podcast?
Let's see. I know I've just finished up Hanna-Barbera month with my reviews. Which was a lot of fun. I'm actually in the process of editing my top 14 interesting Pokemon facts list. Whew.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just been, watched the end of Lost and cried like a baby. And, been playing Super Mario Galaxy 2. It's amazing. And, yeah. Just kind of, you know, spending a lot of time with my girlfriend. And there are all those preview images that have come out of Mega Man Online, that Korea-only Mega Man X MMO.
Ooh.
And I hate MMOs, so I'm not exactly excited. And I'd hate to see an MMO butcher the Mega Man X universe, but, you know, it's a new X game, I guess.
Yeah. And who knows, they might actually do it right.
I'd be surprised, just because, they might in terms of MMO, I guess, for people who like MMOs. I just think that MMOs typically have really terrible stories and kind of, I don't know, sour the universes they're in. So I'm not exactly excited, but I can see why people would be.
One of the main things I've been doing is I finally finished Mass Effect 2, which that was a fun game. And
I heard.
Oh yes, quite an interesting story, and I know for a fact it's probably going to be that me and Joey and probably a couple other people are going to be recording a podcast on it sometime in the future. Just don't know when.
Right.
Right now, Joey's kind of internetless, so that kind of...
Yeah, I saw his tweet.
Yeah, poor guy.
What happened to him?
Probably a storm knocked out his internet, stuff like that. And then he's got Comcast, so... And we've all heard the stories of their legendary tech support and customer support.
Right.
But that's neither here.
Gotta love Comcast, yeah.
Well, I guess we've lollygagged enough, so let's get started with this. Let's get started talking about what Mega Man games we haven't mentioned yet.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I guess who wants to start off on this one?
We'll be starting off with Mega Man ZX, which was the first... I wouldn't say... No, it wasn't the first Mega Man game on the DS, but it was the first...
No.
It was the first core Mega Man game on the DS.
Yeah, something like... Yeah.
I wouldn't even
call it a core Mega Man game, but yeah.
It was the first, you know, Mega Man game platformer.
That's true.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
Put it like that.
Yeah.
You got
the... Go ahead, Gomer.
This is the first time you got to choose between two different characters this time.
Right.
and they kind of, they basically played the same. It's just basically you were choosing the gender.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was Vent and, what was the other
one? Ale.
Yeah.
Ali, Ale.
I've never heard Ali, but yeah, I always said Ale, but yeah.
And, I mean, the game was basically the same whether you played one or the other, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the story changed. I mean, you know, some of the story intricacies changed, but I think they established Vent's story as canon. So, I mean, not that it really matters. The same things happen either way. Just certain events change, but you know, Mega Man ZX was fun. It served as a nice, 100 years later to the Mega Man Zero series. And, I didn't like it as much as the Zero series, but it was a fun look at what happened after. And yeah, I didn't like the art style quite as much. It wasn't quite as edgy. I just didn't think it was quite as captivating as the Zero series, especially with the story. But it was cool to have Model X and Model Z, for all intents and purposes, still have the X and Zero be around, at least their spirits, I guess.
Oh, definitely.
That was neat.
Our AI is based on them. It's kind of a... It's never really cleared up if it's actually Z or X, or just, you know...
I think it is only because they have the memories of X and Zero. I mean, you know, they X and Zero have a lot of respect for each other. They know each other. You know, same thing with like model. They call Model H or Model H, P, L, and F call Model X their, I think, calls them like their master or their leader, which of course they would be talking about from the Neo Arcadia days.
Yes.
So I mean, I think it's really them. I just think they've kind of, you know, moved on from at least having, you know, too much.
Yeah, their consciousness and their spirits and everything are, you know, preserved in those. And since they're robots, they're computers, they can do that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, X was, for all intents and purposes, he was almost like a demigod in the Zero series. So it stands to reason that he could pretty much do what he wanted. I mean, he was obviously very smart.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And they, of course, knew Model W was evil, and they knew that Model W, where he came from. So I think it was definitely them.
Yeah. And in terms of gameplay, the bosses, at least the ones where you could get, like, the biometals from and everything, definitely a change. Because if you beat each of these bosses without hitting a certain spot, you know, you get, like, full-powered biometal. But if you hit a certain spot, then you have to go and repair it before it'll be usable at full power.
And it's almost ridiculously expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to go grind.
Yeah.
Usually I would just save and restart until I did the battle perfectly.
That's pretty much...
I've gotten to that point myself.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it was also their weak point as well, because if you hit it, it took, like, a huge chunk of their health.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean... It was the game basically punished you for taking it easy.
Yep. Which, so did the Zero series, so that made sense.
Yeah. Then there was kind of you tend to get a little bit lost in the overworld.
It had kind of a Metroid-esque overworld, and yeah, it was easy to get lost. I thought ZX Advent streamlined that more and made it better. But yeah, I did like having that exploration aspect, though, in a Mega Man game. It was different.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just remember I beat the game 3 times because after you beat the game the 3rd time, you get the ability to use Model X throughout the entire game. Because only Model X when you get ZX, and you know, as both of you know, X is like my favorite character ever. So I was very happy to be able to use Model X the whole game. And I was surprised to see just how unbalanced it was with him. Like Model X was just—he made the game so ridiculously easy. It was insane.
Oh, yeah.
And see, there's also, if you happen to have, Mega Man X-04?
Mega Man Zero, yeah, I think it was 04. I can't remember what you unlocked, though.
It was, you unlocked the ability to fight Omega.
Oh, is that how you got it? Okay, I thought it was something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you fought Omega, which is very cool. And same music, too, that you heard when you fought him in 03.
The problem is, if you happen to have a DSi at this point, well, you can't unlock that anymore.
That's true. I thought there's another way to do it though for people who don't have the GBA games.
No,
I think if you beat it twice or something with everything.
No, I don't believe so.
Really?
Yeah. I'm almost sure that if you didn't have the zero games, it wouldn't unlock it.
Hmm.
Well, that's strange.
Yeah.
Seems very strange.
Yeah, it was kind of a trend then, around the time that was released, that a lot of games had, where you could unlock things from, if you had like, if the game had like a prequel or something on the GBA, you plug that in and it unlocked something in the game.
It says here if you put in 03 and 04, you unlock the bosses that were in those games and you fight them throughout ZX. It doesn't say about anything with Model O though. Because I remember Model O, you have to get a mysterious stone, which only, and maybe that's, it only appears after you put the game's in, but I can't remember.
I don't remember myself. I never actually did it myself, which is kind of weird.
Oh yeah, it says find a mysterious rock in the archives area, and see, I was pretty sure that seems like a really weird way for Capcom to limit its fan base from accessing a pretty cool part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you have to use GBA games.
Alright. Well, then I stand corrected and I'm wrong.
I just didn't remember. I was like, okay.
Do you think we should... You have anything else that we want to say about ZX, or should we move on?
I like the music.
Yes. Music.
Talk about the music. The music is pretty good in this.
Yeah, the music is good. And I like that ZX at least had direct references to Zero and CL. Like, it showed you cutscenes where... You know, just said how they become legends, and it showed them. You know, when you find out that, what's her name?
Alouette?
No, not Alouette. That's no, Alouette is CL's adopted daughter, but no, the guardian.
The Prairie.
Prairie.
You find out Prairie is descended from CL, and she talks to you about, you know, CL and Zero and all the stuff they did. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Alright. Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I played the ZX games. Probably should pick them up again sometime.
Me too. I didn't like them quite as much as the some of the other series, but I still enjoy them.
Oh, yes. These aren't like, you know, X6 and X7.
No, they're much better than that.
Oh, these
definitely.
Are... You know, getting a tooth pulled is better than playing X6 or X7, so... You know... But, should we move on to ZX Advent?
Indeed. Oh, now, this, I think, made a lot of improvements on the series.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have not played this one.
Oh, really?
I've been wanting to, though.
Should.
It
takes a lot of the problems that were in ZX and, you know, fixes them.
It does. You get the ability not only to, because, you know, and obviously it's funny, I don't want to spoil it for you, so I won't have any story spoilers, but Model A, at least in appearance, is obviously designed after Axel, who has the ability to morph into his enemies. And and so Model A, you can morph into the boss that you defeat. And I thought it was too bad because the way that you use them is very limited. You end up only actually using the models all the time, like, you know, Model A, Model P, whatever. But this is, it was really cool that you got to morph into all these bosses, something like 12 bosses, but you really only use them in very specific parts of the game. They're none of them are really good to use for, just because I feel like using them and want to tear stuff up.
Yeah.
So that, I thought that was a little too bad. I thought that was underused, but yeah, ZX Advent really, really improved on so many things in the series.
Like, actually choosing a different character, actually, each of the characters actually played a little differently.
Yeah, it was Gray and Ash. They were a little different, yeah.
Like the shot that they had was different. Like,
yeah.
And
I actually like Ash Mold a little more.
Yeah. And another little interesting little tidbit. Oh, wait, that's a story spoiler. Oh, never mind then.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it, but we will say, or I'll say that the story was pretty interesting. I think it took place like around, what, 7 years or something after ZX?
Yeah.
I think 7 years, and it was definitely a natural extension of what happened. You find out more about the origins of Pandora and Prometheus and who they are. And you find out more about kind of, the origin of Model W, exactly how it came about that he was found, or that it was found. And it introduces one very interesting new villain that, unfortunately, because ZX Advent didn't really sell that well, I don't think we're ever going to get a capstone of the series, because there's a definite cliffhanger ending. Cliffhanger ending.
Are you absolutely sure that they're not going to make a sequel of any sort?
Well, I can't see in the future, but it's already been a few years since ZX Advent, and the sales for it were terrible. Ooh. And, you know, Capcom, usually if they leave something open and on the thing, they'll almost always make another game immediately.
Yeah. Well, I got one big problem, guys. It seems like the city is about to cut the power over here because they're going to work on the Transformer. It's like, no!
Oh, no. Well, I guess we'll have to reconvene then.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Well, I guess...
It's better you know now than me to just kind of just...
Yeah, no, thanks for the heads up. Yeah.
I guess quick wrap-up on ZX series. It was alright.
Good series. Gomer needs to play ZX Advent, and... I didn't like it quite as much as Zero, but it's a good series, another good platforming, you know, series for Mega Man. And I hope they make a third one. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Then I will. Then I guess we'll break right here, and whenever
everything gets worked back out again, we can continue on from here.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Well.
Wait.
Have a good day then.
And we're back. All right, now where were we?
We had just finished talking about Mega Man ZX Advent, right?
Oh yes. And yes,
which I do need to get.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about you needed it.
And I'm sure we're repeating ourselves, but I'll probably put in a. We'll just go from there. All right, so now we're going to be going into the Legends series, which is. Kind of a weird jump for the Mega Man overall. So it was the first real RPG-esque game for the Mega Man series, if I'm right.
Very action RPG-esque.
Mm-hmm. And also, wasn't it the first one to go for 3D as well?
Yeah, it was.
It was indeed. Yes. In fact, the Mega Man Legends as itself came about because of Sony's near-draconian policy about 2D games.
That's true, yeah. They almost didn't approve Mega Man 8 and Mega Man X4 because they were like, well, 2D is the past, and that's old, and we don't want 2D games on our 3D system.
Oh, it's
crap.
Even though fans are like, we want 2D!
Yeah.
Screw the fans!
Mega Man 8. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, I said X8, and I was like, wait, what?
8 and X4, I think.
Yeah.
And to this day, Legend series is really the only time that Mega Man has ever done 3D well, because as we discussed earlier, Mega Man X7 and was awful, and X8 was the 3D... X8 was great, but the 3D parts were not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mega Man Legends, I mean, the first game was way ahead of its time, I thought, in a lot of ways. I mean, it was one of the first titles since Mario 64 and Ocarina of Time 3D wise to get it right, to really feel like the 3D was appropriate and the controls were accurate and solid, and it felt like a fully realized world to me.
Which is weird for, as I said, it's a lot of people are like, wait, this is a Mega Man game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What bizarre alternate universe did I pop myself into?
And one way in which I thought it was particularly ahead of its time was the localization. I mean, this was back in, this was like 1997 or so. So
this was
this
like
is back in 1998 or something like that.
This is like,
yeah.
And this is back when local game localizations weren't really the first priority on a lot of publishers' lists. So, for Mega Man Legends to come out and not only have a great localization, but to have phenomenal voice acting—I mean, phenomenal voice acting—and they just didn't get that back in those days.
Yeah. Although, I have to admit, I played the Mega Man 64 version of it. And I understand the voice acting is compressed a little bit more, so it's not as good.
I never played it. I heard the same thing.
Yeah, I've actually played a little. I've actually played a little bit of both versions, and I have to say that it didn't make the transition to the N64 too well, honestly.
Yeah, I would have guessed that. I didn't touch the N64 version. That scared me. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It just, after playing the PlayStation version, I realized that, yeah.
Yeah, you were, for a lack of a better term, you were spoiled on it.
Yeah,
I guess.
No, I had a feeling.
I guess, yeah. But my only experience with it was the Nintendo 64 version, and I thought, you know, especially given the controller you have for it, I thought it went off pretty well.
Okay.
So.
The handbreaker that was the N64 controller.
Oh, God, yes. Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, on an off-topic here, but what the hell was Nintendo thinking with that?
I know, especially with Mario Party 1. I remember they had to release, like pads to keep people from getting calluses because the controls are so brutal in that game.
Yeah, but getting back on topic.
But, Mega Man Legends, I remember being thoroughly impressed by the characters and the voice acting. I mean, it was very anime, very hyper-stylized, but I like that about it. And it never felt disingenuous. It really felt like the cast had a really good time with the characters. Like, they really enjoyed playing their characters and enjoyed their roles. And it felt like Capcom had a good time making the game.
They took something that they were pretty much forced to make and, you know, did good with it.
Yeah, and then ended up making not only something that they did well with, but ended up making a series that has a lasting legacy even now, where fans still want the series, the story to be wrapped up with a third game, and it still hasn't happened.
And Inafune is still saying that he's going to make... I mean, he's... In fact, in a recent interview he had... I think it was the people over at Area 5 and Co-op that he said that he wants to make a Mega Man Legends 3.
Yeah, no, he's wanted to for a long time.
It's just, even though he's pretty much the head of R&D over at Capcom now.
Yeah.
And even then, he still can't seem to get people to want to make a Mega Man Legends 3 game.
Well, it's just a matter of, you know, how to do it and the right time, because, you know, the budget that we require now with, you know, technology as it is now is quite a bit higher, unless you did it on the PSP or the Wii, I guess, but I'm not sure people would be very happy with that. Though the Wii, maybe. I could see people being okay with the Wii version, but, you know, if he relegated Legend 3 to a handheld, I don't think people would be very happy. So I think it's a matter of him getting the money and the approval to do it.
And doing it right.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that he wants to do it. You know, that's always reassuring that he does indeed want to do it. And I have to say, one thing that the Legend series always stood out for me, in Legends 1 in particular, was the creation or the introduction of some of the best villains, really, ever, to me. And to me, that's the Bond family. Tron, Teasel. I mean, they are two of the best villains I've ever... I mean, they're not even villains, really. They're just almost anti-heroes.
Yeah, and... In fact, they were so popular, they ended up getting their own spin-off game.
Exactly.
Yes.
But we'll get to that in a second, because we're still talking about one.
I gotta dust off my copy of it, find my 64, and dust off a copy and just play it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's been so long.
I thought the story was surprisingly ambitious. I wasn't expecting much from it when I first played it, you know, years and years and years ago, but... The story left me really wanting more. I was like, that cliffhanger at the end where Data's like, I'll tell you everything. I'm just like, oh my god, I have to play Legends 2 now. The story was surprisingly dark and ambitious for what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's kind of hints to come of where Capcom is going to take the whole Mega Man story.
Right, and again, it's not really widely known. I mean, most hardcore fans know this, but it's not widely known, but the Legends series does in fact take place 2,000 years after the ZX series, or 5,000 years or 2,000 years.
I thought it was more 5,000 years.
Maybe it's 5,000. I could be wrong.
I know it's pretty far in the future.
Yeah, but it does in fact take place in that same timeline.
Yeah,
it's basically the end. It's the end game for the Mega Man universe, almost.
Right. Yeah. So.
Going from robots that protect humanity to robots that are humanity. Whoop.
Yeah. Carbons, as they were called in Legends 1.
Yeah.
Spoiler!
Right. And then Mega Man Juno sure was creepy, oops, wasn't he? The last boss?
Yeah, and he was all polite and nice while he was beating your ass.
But although he paled in comparison to who would become the final boss of Legends 2, which I think a lot of people consider one of the hardest fights of all time.
That was pretty damn hard. But once again, we'll get to that when we get there.
Right.
And anything else we want to say on 1? The music.
The music was good. It was kind of always stayed in the background to me, the Legend series. Like the music isn't as memorable to me as the other series, but I still liked it. I mean, I do remember I'll have the Apple Market theme in my head forever.
Yeah. It's I'm same way there, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great atmospheric music. It's something you could probably just, well, you know, since it is background music, obviously you could just play it wherever you want to go, and it doesn't really.
Yeah.
It's just there. And yes, and thanks a lot. Now the Apple Market theme is playing in my head now. It's going to be stuck for days.
And I'll be, and you're probably listening, anyone listening to the podcast right now, if I've timed it right, you'll be listening to it right now too.
we're gonna make it be stuck in so many people's heads.
Nice.
Share
all three people who listen to this.
And yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, this was a little ambitious experiment for Capcom, and I think it paid off.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you look no further than the fact that, you know, thousands upon thousands, if not, you know, a couple million of fans want Legends 3 in 2010.
If it happens, it's going to be 2012.
In 2010, they still want it, but yeah, if it happens, it won't come until, at least 2012.
As we're speaking right now, E3's coming up, so maybe.
That's true. And they did. They said they'll have a few surprises, quote-unquote, in store. Whether that's going to be anything Mega Man related, who knows?
Indeed. Very well. I think we've talked a pretty. Yeah. Did we mention? Yeah. I don't think we mentioned the gameplay.
We mentioned it a little at the beginning. I mean, I felt like it was a really fully realized 3D world. The controls are really spot on. I mean, some of the battles did, amount to a little more than running in a circle while you had your targeting locked on to, whatever Reaver bot you were targeting. But, yeah. But it was a surprisingly hard game. It was not easy at all.
And yet, and weird thing was, you didn't have like robot masters you fought, and you didn't get weapons from them. I mean, you found parts to weapons, and you had your sidekick Roll build them.
Yeah, which I loved. I loved that, you know, you kept discovering new weapons every time you'd find like a broken part down in one of the mines or one of the dungeons. You'd always wonder, well, what can she turn this into?
Oh look,
you'd have all manner of special weapons.
Oh look, she made me a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
There were actually
a couple of them that you could upgrade to where you just have infinite ammo for them.
Yeah, exactly.
The vacuum was one of those, and
right,
mm-hmm. It was great for it was great for farming, you know.
Yeah, for farming Zenny, and then his most powerful weapon, the Shining Laser in that game, ended up being one of his special or ultra combos in Tatsunoko versus Capcom, where Mega Man Trigger also makes an appearance.
Oh,
yeah, cool.
But we'll probably mention that a little bit later on too.
Oh, I call him Trigger, but I guess it's Mega Man Walnut. Depending on how you want to. Do you want to talk Legends 1 or Legends 2 terminology?
Moving on. Let's talk about the little spin-off game that starred, as you mentioned, some of the best anti-villains. They're more anti-villains than anti-heroes. It's coming at it from the other end, but still.
Yeah.
We have The Adventures of Tron Bonn.
Well, actually, The Misadventures of Tron
Bonn. The Misadventures of Tron Bonn. Pardon me.
Which I'm sad to say is probably the one Mega Man game I've never, ever played.
I've played.
Man, I'm in the...
Okay, I've actually played a little bit of this. It's kind of a weird hybrid. It's like, part of it plays like a Mega Man game, mm-hmm. except you're in a giant robot. Then there's part of it that's a puzzle game, It's kind of hard to describe. I'm sorry, I should have prepared better, but.
Well, I mean, I know a lot about it. I mean, I've read about it and watched videos. I mean, I know a lot about it, and I know generally what happens in it. But yeah, I just never got around to playing it.
It's like a weird game. It's not just like a action RPG game. It's basically like three games rolled into one.
Right.
Well, three and a half, maybe. Four. How would you... It's kind of hard to... As I said, it's kind of hard to describe without actually seeing it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it got good critical reception, and the writing was stayed at the same high caliber as the rest of the series. I remember the voice acting was still pretty funny, you know, bringing a very, very high quality. I mean, I think it definitely stuck to the series' high pedigree.
Sad to say, I've not seen much or even played this one. So it's like, it's like I knew it existed. I've known it exists, but considering I don't have anything anywhere near PlayStation,
right, let's see.
Hasn't been released anywhere else.
Yeah, it's only been on the PS1, and actually,
right.
And if you find a copy of it online, you don't have a PlayStation. If you find a copy of it online to buy, Oscar.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. but yeah.
Their emulation, I'd have to say, is probably your best bet nowadays, unless you have like a PS2 or a first model PS3.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, not even didn't Sony disable PS2 emulation even on the old ones?
No, they didn't. I have one. I can play any PS1 or PS2 game I have.
I thought they disabled that even if you had it.
Oh, no, they didn't disable it. I've been still using it.
I didn't hear it was very good, though.
Oh, no, it's fine. I never had any problems with it. I've been replaying Kingdom Hearts 2, and I mean, no, it's actually, that's why I got a first-run PS3, because the emulation is so spot-on. Now, the newer PS3s, their emulation either doesn't exist, or it isn't very good.
All right. But as I said... But I'm looking at the Wikipedia page here. It's like a moving box puzzle, as I mentioned.
Uh-huh.
It has, you know, like the action stages like Mega Man Legends. And oddly enough, it has like a Descent-style first-person adventure-style stage, which is really weird.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I mean, it ended up working out well. It was kind of like a jack-of-all-trades kind of game, and, you know, it wasn't a commercial success by any means. It's amazing it even came here, but, I'm glad that it did.
Oh, yeah. It's also, isn't it, like, rare nowadays?
Oh, very rare. I think all three Legends games are.
Mm-hmm. Because they hadn't been re-released in any form, I don't think.
Right, exactly.
Just sad.
Yeah, they should.
Well, I know Legends and Legends 2 are supposed to come to PlayStation Network at some point, but I don't think they have yet.
But no Tron Bond? That makes no sense.
Yeah, no Tron Bond. Well, because it wasn't as big a game.
Maybe they should... I wonder why they haven't made, like, a collection. Oh, there's not that many games to collect, you know?
Yeah.
There's exactly. There's not games. That many. And I just don't think it would sell that well, to be honest with you.
Which is sad.
But, I mean, well, you know, we'll have to see how. I mean, actually, just yesterday, Capcom released the Mega Man Zero Collection, so we'll see how the sales of that go.
Was that? I know that I saw that came out in Japan, but not in the U.S. Is it?
No, it came out in the U.S. actually 2 days before Japan.
Oh,
yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
What do you know?
I'm even looking at an advertisement available now for $30.
Mega Man it just Zero came collection. Out, and it's actually $27 at Amazon right now. It collects 0, 1 through 4.
Hmm. Go buy that, people.
There's never a bad thing, because those are great games.
Seriously.
Definitely. Oh, yes.
Worth your money.
Yeah.
If you have a DS.
Yeah, exactly.
But, once again, getting a little off track.
Right. Should we move on to Legends 2?
Indeed. This game is a very good sequel. It actually expanded. It's one of those sequels that didn't just copy-paste. It actually expanded on the gameplay, improved it. In some ways.
Yeah.
And it's almost double length what Mega Man Legends was.
And it was the rare sequel that I mean, even though there were a lot of plot holes, it was the rare sequel that really answered everything that Legends 1, all the mysteries Legends 1 posed in its ending. Legends 2 really went out of its way to really answer every question that you could have had. Except for, of course, the end of Legends 2, which posed its own mysteries, which we're still waiting for resolution on.
Oh, yeah. About one of the only things I really, really do remember about Legends 2. Again, it's another one I haven't really played, but... And my phone has just decided to whistle at me. But I read about the ending, actually, so I know what happens there. And it's like... And even I, a guy who's never played the game, never... probably won't play the game unless it comes to a Nintendo system and all that. Even I am wondering, okay, what's going to happen? Because I am intensely curious.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, you've got the dual mystery, really. I mean, you've got the character mystery, which is what's going to happen to Mega Man, because he's stranded out in Elysium in space. And then you've got the mythology mystery, which is what is the Elder System, you know, now that it's activated, what's going to happen with the Elder System, and really what are the long-reaching implications of that, and where does it go from here?
Yeah,
and
we're still waiting,
and I hope that, you know, despite the fact that Inafune wants to make it, I really hope that he's had the story figured out for a while, because if the story is anything but completely satisfying when Legends 3 eventually does happen, people are gonna be so pissed, including myself.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh, one thing I did want to mention before we moved on. Was one of the most charming kind of subplots with Legends was the relationship between Mega Man and Roll, which was, you know, this time Mega Man, it was found, he was banned. Obviously, we know that he came from Elysium, but that he's not Roll's brother. He's, you know, they're completely unrelated, and they have a little romantic subplot going on, and it was a really cute, very very honest little relationship. I thought it was very fun to watch it develop over the course of the games.
Indeed,
very very charming. But that's all.
Very well then. Ladies and gentlemen, we have actually reached the end of the classic timeline. Which, yeah. It took us, what, 3 hours to do it?
Yeah, exactly, something like that. More than that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we finally made it.
Before we move on in our next podcast to the spinoff games, we're going to take a little time to talk about some miscellaneous stuff associated with Mega Man. Like a few of the odd off games that they've released over the years.
Right.
And the various forms of animation that have come out over the years based on Mega Man. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna start off with something that a lot of people that I think they released these on one of the collections, but I'm not sure. The fighting games.
Yeah, they were on
Power Pedals.
Yeah, they were on Mega Man Anniversary Collection.
Yep.
These were, you know, in the same system. These were kind of built around like the same arcade system that I believe a couple of the Marvel vs. Capcom games were on.
Right.
Like some of the early ones.
Yeah.
And it actually, the thing is, the soundtrack to this game was a lot of music from the classics, early classic series remixed.
Yeah, remixed with those ever recognizable, like, Street Fighter Alpha instruments and Marvel vs. Capcom instruments. So you can definitely hear the arcade pedigree, the fighting game pedigree in the soundtrack. They were decent enough games. I mean, they were arcade games, so they're short. You know, they're short and sweet. They're not deep experiences.
It's pretty much like the tail end of each of a Mega Man level, but expanded over a fighting game.
Yeah, like arcade-style fighting with various robot masters. And the first game you could play as Mega Man, Proto Man, or Bass.
Yep, and then the second one you could have Mega Man, Proto Man, Bass, and Duo.
Right.
Which, I kind of like Duo, because Duo, not only does he dash, he kind of charges with his shoulder and can do damage.
Right.
Which is fun. I think, if I remember right, Cutman was in the second one. You could, like, dash into him, knock him across the screen.
Right. And then each robot master did have their weaknesses, and you could get the different special weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, they were okay games. I don't think they're all that memorable, but they're definitely not bad games. They're just, you know, they are what they are.
They are what they are, and they're not horrid games.
Right.
Not by a long shot.
And I think it's the second one, not the first one. The second one, I think, should get special mention because Base's ending in the second one is really the only overt reference we ever get in the classic series to Dr. Wily creating Zero.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, you see Zero. It's pretty funny, actually. Dr. Wily shows Base the blueprints for Zero. And Dr. Wily's like, oh, he's the most powerful robot I'll ever create. And he's like, and Base's like, who's this girly-looking robot? No, nothing that girly could ever take me on.
All right. Let's see, what else are we going on to? There was the kart racing game, Battle and Chase.
Yeah.
Which, that never actually came out in the U.S. until the collections.
Right, it only came out in Europe, and then it was Sony kind of blocked it from release in the U.S.
Yeah, why?
I just think they didn't think it had a very good market. They might have been right. When you think Mega Man, you don't really think of kart racer.
No.
Ironically, though, that was back in the day when Mario Kart clones were all the rage. From what I understand, Mega Man Battle and Chase is actually one of the better ones. It was actually a pretty decent Mario Kart clone that kind of did its own things pretty well. And, certainly better than a lot of the other crappy kart clones like Crash Team Racing and, all those other, Me Too Mario Karts. And apparently Mega Man is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't play much of it on the collection, but...
I haven't played much of it either.
I'm going to have to say, I haven't played much of it either myself. So, if we're going to... It's a Mario Kart racing. It's a kart racer. Mm-hmm. If you like kart racing games, you're going to like this, I guess.
From what I understand, it's pretty good. I mean, I don't think it's as good as Mario Kart, but, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. Let's see. What's the week plus? There was Rockboard
for the NES, yeah.
Which, the only reason it didn't come out was because Nintendo had this big harp on about gambling games.
Right.
And this was like a Monopoly-esque game, which still doesn't make sense to me.
Because they did release Monopoly for the NES over here.
I know, exactly, that's the even weirder part.
It's like,
wait.
Weird.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that all worked out. I now obviously never played Rockboard, but it's covered pretty extensively in the Udon book I worked on, the Mega Man Classic Complete Works art book, and it's covered pretty well by developers, and they say that they had a good time working on it, and that it was a pretty decent game, and I think it did all right in Japan, but it wasn't ever, a huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
But the subtitle for the game is called Rockboard Wily and Light's Paradise, so take that for what you will, but... For those of you who are interested in finding out more, check it out in the art book.
Oh, yes.
And I think, if I'm thinking right, it's one of the few appearances of Inker, one of the Mega Man killers outside of the Game Boy games.
Maybe. I know he's in Mega Man Soccer. I don't know if he's in Rockboard. But maybe he is, yeah.
I think he's
very well could be.
Yeah. Oh, but that's a good transition, because we were going to talk about Mega Man Soccer next, which is, we can describe this in one sentence. It's Mega Man with soccer.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Actually a decent game.
There's pretty much no other way of going about describing it and discussing it, because it's literally, that's what it is. There's nothing more to it.
Yep,
that's true. And I remember reading in the, while I was working on the art book, I remember that a few characters were cut from the game right before release. I remember Gutsman was supposed to be in it. But they cut him out for resource reasons right at the very last second. There's a neat little bit of trivia. And going back to real quick to rare appearances, the one rare appearance that actually was in Rockboard, Inker might have been, but who definitely was Reggae, Dr. Wily's bird.
Oh, yes.
That's the only time you ever see Reggae in a game other than now Mega Man 10 and also in Mega Man 7's password screen if you enter a wrong password.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a little bit worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm. And another little bizarre little thing is Mega Man games, before they went over to Sony, Mega Man games were actually on other systems besides the NES games. And
right.
There was actually a Mega Man Game Gear game, if you believe that.
Sadly enough, I had it.
I never had it. I got to I got to play it through emulation once, and it was
awful.
It was just rehashing levels, and they didn't even do it properly.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
The music sounded terrible, and there's an inexplicable, like, light blue dot on Mega Man's helmet that was never in any of the other games, but they decided to add it in for this game. Don't really know why, but,
I wonder what the developers were thinking. Yeah, we're gonna put a blue dot right there on his helmet. What purpose is this gonna serve? I don't care. It's going to care.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want Horde Mega Man games? You want to play the PC? You want to make the DOS game?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Mega Man and Mega Man 3.
I have actually beaten the PC Mega Man game. I haven't played much of Mega Man 3, but the first one, I've beaten it.
Very nice.
Which is not really worth it because it's like ending. What ending?
Yeah. Did we ever end up talking about Mega Man: The Wily Wars? We back in the original podcast.
Rockman Strategy.
No, The Wily Wars for the.
Oh
Genesis.
Yeah, I think we kind of skipped. I think we kind of mentioned them. We did mention them, and we did talk about them actually.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
And then we brought them up. We brought them up maybe a little bit later on than we were supposed to, but we did mention them, and we did talk about the Wily Tower. I know. Okay. I remember that pretty clearly that we talked about that.
Okay, cool. Well, yes. Then Rockman Strategy.
Rockman, which...
I know pretty much nothing about, and I've only
heard
of it.
I mean, same here. It's...
Ditto.
It's... I don't know.
I really know so little about it.
And Ash is probably one of the most hardcore Mega Man fans I could find, and he hasn't heard about this. I want y'all to ponder that for a minute. Okay, that's not a minute, but still.
Yeah, I don't think. I was also never a PC gamer. I always had a Mac. Yeah. I wasn't a Mac user, so I was never exposed to many PC games.
Right.
And me, I'm usually console guy.
I never really played.
And.
The only thing I know about Rockman Strategy is what I've read on websites.
Mm-hmm. Anything else we should... Oh, the Super Adventure Rockman. Which was...
Oh, yes. That's
I don't know if we should call that a game.
Yeah.
It's like full motion video with target practice here and there.
It's pretty much almost like the old Sega CD games like Night Trap and Sewer Shark.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we all know how good those were.
Ugh.
And it was also really controversial because it was one of the darkest Mega Man classic games ever really made because you get the bad ending and the world is literally destroyed pretty much. And you can see Mega Man die in various ways. And this was all done without Inafune's approval. And so when it was released, he was really disgusted by it.
He was like,
Which is all stuff we cover in the art book, but he was very, very angry. He actually personally apologized to everyone who was reading the book. He's like, I want to apologize to the players for this game getting, released because it should never have happened on my watch, and I'm really sorry that I ever put Mega Man in a game like that. I'm like, damn. He really, really regretted it.
Yeah. You rarely hear anybody apologize for something they put out, and when they do, it's...
Well, it wasn't him that put it out. It was a third-party developer.
But
I was watching some of the cutscenes on YouTube, and it's really pretty dark. I mean, you see people die, and you pretty much see Mega, in the bad endings, or the game over, you see, like, Mega Man pretty much get blown up.
Now,
it's really, really,
I know
really sad.
I know there's at least one Let's Play of it out there, and that's pretty much, that's pretty much the only way I would recommend anyone ever look up this game, is go find the Let's Play of it.
Right.
I'll link to it.
Okay.
I'll put a link to it and everyone can see the one of the dark points of the Mega Man series.
Yeah.
Outside of X6 and X7.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Although I think it is interesting to note, because I don't think it has been brought up in any other, cutscene. That's the word I'm looking for. In any other Mega Man game. But I remember reading up about the ending. I haven't watched the ending yet, but apparently Mega Man utilizes both of his arm cannons to destroy whatever big machine that's,
the boss.
It's the main villain.
Yeah, actually, I think I remember hearing about that. The boss is called Ra Moon, and I think he ends up actually... Yeah, I think he might actually do that.
Yeah.
And there's something that most people don't seem to know either, that Mega Man has two cannons, one for each arm. It's just we only ever see him using one because, well, 2D limitations.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or although I don't think Super Adventure Rockman is ever to be considered canon, so it may not be possible for Mega Man to actually do that. It was just in that game, and I don't think it should be considered canonical by any means.
Alright, so there was also a Mega Man game for the ill-fated WonderSwan system that came out, that Bandai put out way back when, and sadly,
that was one
of the last things that the Gunpei Yokoi, the creator of the the Game Boy and the Metroid series, put out before his tragic.
And sadly, the Virtual Boy.
Yes.
But I think it was essentially Mega Man and Base 2.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And I don't think it was anything memorable. I mean, I watched some videos on it. I didn't play it, obviously, but.
It was interesting thing about the WonderSwan is the way it was built. You could turn it was built so that you could either play it lengthwise or widthwise.
Oh right,
that was pretty cool, which made it awesome for vertical shooters.
Something the DS would do later.
Yeah,
years and years later. Yeah,
and I think that Rockman and Forte for WonderSwan even took advantage of it, because there were some where you had to literally turn it on its side and. You play that way for a little bit. In some
stages. Nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, then.
I'll have to check that out.
Wait. There is one really cool thing I just remembered. One really neat little plot thing about Mega Man and Base 2, or whatever it's called. The main villain in that, his name was Rockman Shadow. And I think he was modified or powered up version of Quint for Mega Man 2 for the Game Boy, which is one of the oddest and just out of nowhere plot, you know, connections between Mega Man games you can even imagine.
Oh yeah. I mean, reading about it before people knew too awful much about it, people were already calling him Quint without really knowing him as Rockman Shadow.
Yeah. So apparently he was connected to Quint somehow. I'd have to look up again exactly how, but yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
I think we've just about tapped this barrel as far as games.
I think we have, yeah.
I think now we get to the fun part.
Which is the cartoons, I guess?
The Super Fighting Robot!
Right.
Mega Man!
There you
go. Which is a really funny cartoon, just because you can tell the entire budget for the show went into the intro.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you've ever watched, like, an episode of it, it is the most... It's god-awful.
Yeah, the character designs are, I mean, they're just terrible. But the intro... Bald Man
had a beat.
Cool. Yeah, he did. And it was an incredibly misogynistic show, too. I mean, all the sexist things that happened to Roll and that were said to Roll were just... She had a vacuum cleaner for an arm, for God's sake. I mean, it was an incredibly, like, misogynistic show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they turned Eddie green. Eddie's not supposed to be green. He is red.
That's right. Eddie is green, and my friends and I to this day still have a good time doing impressions of Proto Man. I do impressions of Proto Man, and then my buddy John does impressions of Dr. Wily. It's good times.
I know John... I don't know if y'all... Okay, quick little... Okay. Yeah, I've actually heard John do, what was it? I haven't heard John's Dr. You want to hear someone do a good Dr. Wily? Go look up something called Voice It Live. They've been doing a couple of... They've been doing, like, the one episode of Mega Man series over the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And... Honestly, the job they've been doing is actually better than the actual voice acting that was in the show.
Yeah, that's not surprising. It's not hard.
It's actually funnier. It's actually, what's the word I'm looking for? Entertaining.
Yeah.
There you go.
I've seen a bit of it, and they're doing a good job with it.
Oh, yes.
Well, one of the worst things about that show is that Proto Man always had to put the word Mega in front of everything. He's like, so it's time for a Mega battle in Mega City, little bro. And it was just every time he had to put Mega in front of everything he said. I'm like, really? Really? Are we that? Really? Okay.
I know Voice at Live's trying to hold that tradition true, but Mega in every possible sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to watch something, a really funny video edited, like an edited video about the classic Mega Man cartoon, go to YouTube and type in Real Brotherly Love, and you'll find a really funny video dedicated to the old Mega Man cartoon.
That or type in Gutsman's Ass.
That, yes, indeed. One. And neither are safe for work, so don't do this at work, folks.
Yeah.
And then of course there's the infamous Mega X episode, which sadly we got a terrible, terrible Americanized version of X to cash in on the success of Mega Man X's release.
And he was like some big old hulking.
Yeah, he was like a He-Man type. You know, he was almost looked like He-Man or something. He was a big muscular robot who was just a warmonger, which is ironically completely the opposite of X's actual character. But he was just like, he loved war and violence, and
yeah, he
was unfeeling and uncaring.
He looked like He ended up looking like the super form of, like, when Mega Man does a super in, like, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, he kind of looked like that. He kind of looked like a cross between that and, like, G.I. Joe. And it was terrible, because he had, like, the really muscular face and the adult, like, the really adult features, and, yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
And they had Sigma and Vile, and, yeah, no, that was just an embarrassment.
Yeah.
So, although that's pretty much the only, other than that and Mega Man Upon a Star, the anime, that's really the only animation Mega Man I think I know about, other than, of course, the Battle Network and Star Force stuff, but that's, you know, for another podcast.
Yeah, we'll tag those in on the end.
But yeah, I guess the only other one is Mega Man Upon a Star, right?
Yeah, I think we should mention.
I've seen 2 out of 3 of those.
I've seen none of them. Are they any good?
I've only seen one.
They're pretty decent. The first one, it's been a while since I watched them, so I'm kind of going by memory here. But the first one seems to also kind of have to do with time traveling, I think, a little bit. I know it does revolve a little bit around, like, Japanese festivals and everything as well. Because I think at least the first two were meant to teach differences, you know, between America and Japan and everything.
Yeah.
And the second one is actually not Rockman, but Mega Man.
Going with all the American
names and everything, too.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Huh. And they even got Proto Man in on the mix, too.
Oh, okay, yeah, I never actually seen them. I still want to.
Yeah.
I mean, they were put out in the U.S., though. It was about 80V, so...
Yeah.
Right.
I don't even know where the rights to the rights to those are probably still with... They're either with Sentai Filmworks or no one has them.
Yeah.
Right.
Although I do have to say, the second episode, the Mega Man episode of this particular, I think it's OVA, OAV, whatever you call it. It has, like, probably the best intro song out of all three of them. It's no lyrics, just a bunch of guitar music. So want to find a clean version of that, because that is just pure awesome.
Nice. That's something I can do.
Okay.
But yeah.
I think that covers all the Mega Man animation, if I remember correctly.
Do we want to talk about Mega Man's various appearances in other games?
I mean, I guess we could cover them, but I mean, let's see, what are we talking about? Like, I guess, when Marvel vs. Capcom, of course.
He's been in Marvel vs. Capcom. I know he's in some of the other... I know he was in Marvel vs. Tatsunoko vs. Capcom?
Yeah, Mega Man Trigger's in that one. It's Mega Man, the original Mega Man's in MVC 1 and 2, and then I think we lost Gomer.
Hold on, let me check. Yes, we did. Whoops. Let's call him right back. And he's back.
Are you sure? Oh, there we go, okay.
And nope. He's gone again. Let's try that one more time, people. And... I think we've lost Gomer.
I think we have too.
Alright, hold on. We are now experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
There we go.
There he is.
Welcome back.
Ah, thank you. Ah, stupid connection. I curse you. I curse you, my Wii Remote. Yeah.
So let's see. What else are we? So we were starting to talk about like Mega Man and like Marvel vs. Capcom and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Mega Man, the original Mega Man was in MVC 1 and 2, and then Mega Man Trigger or Volnut, however you prefer, was in Tatsuno vs. Capcom, and then along with Zero and Roll, the classic Roll.
Yeah, and then Mega Man Zero in the Mega Man Zero form, I think he was in. I want to say SNK versus Capcom.
It's called SVC Chaos.
Yes.
That's one of the few fighting games I ever got really good at, because it was one of the first Mega Man cameos back at the time in a fighting game, and I just got really good with Zero. Even though the game was terrible, I got really good with him and pissed off a lot of my friends. But
let's see what else is. Yeah. I know some of the Mega Man characters appeared in Namco versus Namco X Capcom.
Yes,
which
Namco,
Cross
Capcom.
Which is, I am still pissed off at both of those companies for never releasing that in the U.S.
I think there's just too many licensing issues.
I know there's a fan translation out there somewhere that's either in the works or is almost done. Hope so.
But it was Mega Man Trigger and Roll again, but Roll from the Legend series, not from Classic series. Yeah.
Weird that particular Mega Man seems to be the one that crosses over the most.
Well, that's how you can tell that Inafune really, really does mean what he says. He likes the series, he likes the world and the characters. He just needs the chance and the money to make the third one.
Hope it happens.
Yeah,
crossing our fingers.
I am too.
All right. Well, here we are. Any thoughts on the classic series before we move on to the spinoffs?
I mean, just the classic series or classic X?
The classic timeline.
I mean, it still seems to be continuing. I'm glad it's wonderful. It's kind of characterized my childhood.
Yeah.
I may have caught on to the whole Mega Man thing a little bit later than most, but I've been on it since the early SNES days, early PC. Well, but when it was on the PC, I didn't catch on until Mega Man X, but I've been doing my best to go back.
Right.
Yeah. And even I, right now, I'm actually doing an ongoing Gomer Play series of the original 6 NES games.
Nice.
Right now, I think I just posted part 2 of Mega Man 3, and I've got several more backed up that I'm going to release in the coming days.
Okay.
So I learned that don't release all your parts for one game in one day. People don't like that.
Yeah,
nice.
It'll be one a day until 6 is done. And I may even decide to go on to 7, 8, 9, and 10, too.
Oh, well, yeah, hopefully you do, because
I haven't had a chance to play 9 or 10, because, no next-gen system over here. And they haven't released those on the PC, which I find that criminal.
I don't think they will, just because PC gaming isn't really one of Capcom's big things.
Yeah, well, I mean, they can release it on Steam. It's not like that's
true.
Yeah,
I can't really comment on that because I know so little about PC gaming. Nice to get them out to a wide audience.
Steam's on Mac, though.
That's true. Yeah, Steam's on Mac now. PC games don't really appeal to me in general, so I just never really paid attention.
Yeah,
because they're so often first person shooters and MMOs, but or real time strategies. None of which are genres I really like.
About the only PC games that I even really play is The Sims.
Oh, yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, but once again, we've gotten off a little off topic. And yeah. Final thought, classic series is what everyone grew up playing.
Their classic timeline, I guess, yeah. But yeah,
I think everyone has had some touch with the Mega Man series one way or another.
Yeah, definitely.
Whether they started when they were young and about 8 years old or whatever, 7, 8 years old like I did, or even now with Mega Man 10 just being released a couple months ago.
Right. So. And also, you know, speaking of the whole retro throwback thing with 9 and 10, if anyone in the audience has a PC and, you know, wants to do a little research, there's a really great group in Japan who retrofitted Mega Man 7 to the NES. And they just made a Rockman 7 Famicom version, and it's very good.
And I keep there's rumors here and there that they're actually working on an 8 as well.
Yeah, I've seen it on YouTube as well. They're doing Rockman 8 as well. I don't know when they'll release it, but they're both incredibly accurate 8-bit representations of 7 and 8, and they're definitely worth checking out.
Indeed. Overall, well, here we are, guys. It is... Wow. Look at how far we've come.
I know, right?
Yeah. And we're still not done.
I know. We still have Battle Network and Star Force.
Which will be a separate podcast, because...
Yeah.
You know, I think it deserves... I honestly think it deserves its own podcast. It doesn't deserve to be lumped in.
Oh, I agree, definitely.
Because it's, while it is a spinoff, it deserves discussion on its own.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Different timeline. Different timeline. Two great series, too.
Yep, though, it did kind of, you know what, we'll save that for later.
Yes.
Indeed.
Since we're at the end here, and anything y'all been reading, watching... Viewing, playing, I want to talk about real quick.
As I've said before, I watched the end of Lost. The Lost finale is brilliant. Watched the end of Glee last night. Loved the Glee finale. I'm playing Super Mario Galaxy 2. I love it.
Me, I've been sticking to the little retro games I've been reviewing and my Mega Man Let's Plays. And keeping up on Doctor Who, which it's really good. I have little to no negative things about it so far. And next week, the local playhouse is opening for a 4-day run, so it's going to be awesome. We've been working hard to put this play together, and the group of people that I've been working with is a really wonderful group to work with. And
so, if you're in the area, go watch them.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes. I personally have just two small parts, but, you know, don't come... If you come to see it just for me, you're going to be sitting there mostly bored. Come see it for everybody, because very talented, especially our director, who's also playing kind of a semi-big part. He is a nut. He cracks everybody up. He's a really great actor.
Good to hear. I've actually been hitting the old dead trees for a while. You know, been reading a few books. I just finished the Battle Royale novel, which that was an interesting read. I'll give them that.
Okay.
I'm actually reading. God, I don't want to, but I'm going to anyways. Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand.
Okay.
Oh God, this book could kill someone. I mean, it is. It's one of those. If it's one of those giant blunt object of a books.
Nice.
Oh man.
So, like War and Peace.
Oh, like War and Peace. Yeah. So I really don't want to, but I'm probably gonna read it, and I can almost feel that I'm not gonna like it, but I'm still gonna give it a shot.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of interesting media, I just watched my girlfriend and I just went to see Splice in theaters the other day, and I don't know if you guys have seen that, but if you do, I don't know if any of you have weak stomachs or, you know, low tolerances for sexual deviance, but if you do those things are the case, don't see it. Really good movie. It inspires interesting discussion, but there are some really intense scenes, graphic scenes in that movie. Very disturbing.
Well, at least it's not the human centipede.
I want to see that. I haven't seen that yet, but I want to. I hear it's really, really messed up.
I think the only movie that I've actually sat down and watched completely all the way through was the actual original version of Hairspray. And
wait, that's the only movie you've ever watched all the way through?
No, I mean recently.
Oh, okay, I was really confused, like, wait a minute, really?
The John Waters classic.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm actually going to be reviewing it, you know, over the next month. And I'm actually going to end with a crossover with somebody from Northern Ireland.
Oh, nice.
Who's really cool. And it should be a lot of fun. And I think that's also going to start a new series of reviews that I plan to do. Because Hairspray has been adapted to the stage, which itself was readapted back into a movie. themselves.
Right.
So I'll probably cover Grease in there somewhere as well.
Oh, okay.
Even though on That Guy with the Glasses, the nostalgia chick just covered it.
You know, it's the word.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Sorry, I had to make that joke.
I actually got to audition for Grease a couple of years ago at the local community college. I didn't make it in, but I didn't care at that point. It's like, you know what? Just the fact that I got to audition for it was just awesome.
Right.
Oh, I almost forgot one thing. I've actually been going back and rewatching True Blood, the HBO series. It's surprisingly decent. It's a lot better.
I've heard.
It's actually a lot better than I thought it would be. I thought it'd be like another, oh god, another vampire series. I'll give it a shot, but it's actually an interesting look, and actually an interesting take on the whole vampire thing. So if you're interested in that, now's a good time to start, since season 3, by the time I release this, season 3 will probably have started.
Yeah, season 3 just started. And I'll go ahead and say what will probably get me universally hated, but I just recently watched the Twilight films, and I actually like them. I'm not even going to lie.
Oh,
I don't love them, but they're all right. But I'm also a big fan of romance. I mean, it's really, really dramatic romance. And, you know, it's they're fun. They're not deep or anything like that, but they're fun movies that, you know, just...
I just lost respect for you.
Oh, I figured, but... Hey, you know what? I can admit I'm a 25-year-old guy. I love romance, and they're fun. They're fun movies. I wouldn't go like start reading the books, but they're fun movies.
I am a sort of fan of romance, but not necessarily in story form.
I'm a fan of romance in any form, but I mean, like, but you know, check out the movies. You might be surprised. I mean, as long as you don't have any,
I bet you you're the,
you know, hang
I bet
ups
you,
about.
I bet you're one of the people who like the whole. The whole romance in the Star Wars prequels.
No, I hated it. I hated all the Star Wars prequels. Well, 3 was okay, but no, I thought Star Wars 1 and 2 were terrible all the way through. But I'm telling you, check out the Twilight films. They're not as off. It's society telling you that you shouldn't watch them because you're a man. But really, I'm telling you, they're not that bad. They really aren't.
I'm not watching them because I'm a man. I'm not watching them because. I don't approve of vampires that sparkle.
That's such a small part of the movie, though. I mean, look, I'm not going to go and tell you that they're the best movies ever, because they're not. But they're not as awful and terrible as people would have you believe they are.
Yeah. I'm
telling you.
Well, I actually tried to watch the first one. I couldn't make it halfway through it, because I just could not stand it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
The sparkling vampire thing, yeah, I knew about it, and I did gripe about it. I still sort of gripe about it. But not as much as the fact that Edward is a stalker and he is.
That's true, yeah.
Not creepy.
No, the series is strangely misogynistic. I mean, Bella does, you know, the main character, the female character, does not seem to be all that strong in terms of her. Yeah. She's very submissive. And that's one of my problems with it.
Yeah. And one of the things that I have noted from what I have watched about. Through Twilight, and even like reviewers that have actually been able to sit through the entire movie, in every scene she has blowjob lips.
That's true. That's Kristen Stewart for you, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
She. I mean, she is hot though. I gotta admit though, she's pretty attractive.
I will give that credit.
Yes, yes.
I always will give that credit.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yes.
But
we should probably wrap it up.
All right. Well, I think this is a good time to wrap it up because I think we're rambling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just.
So, this has been... Oh, shoot, it's been so... I kind of forgot the episode name. Episode number. Does anyone remember the episode number for today?
I don't.
I do not.
Hold on, let me... we're professionals here, people.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And no, before you... It's like, wait, how could you forget the episode number over an hour? You see, I'm not gonna be and say this was the same hour. No. We had to record this over two different times due to unforeseen circumstances.
Let's leave it. Yes.
Ah, here we go. This is episode 34 of the Legendary Frogcast. I'm sure Joey will probably have Joey record all the outro. Oh, if you want, okay. Let's see. Well, I can probably fumble through it. So here we go. If you want to send us an email, it's josephlfrog@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Joey's is joseph-lfrog. I'm Dus Watts. Ash is Maverick Hunter. With a few vowels missing here and there.
Basically all the, yeah, take out all the vowels and you got my name, Maverick Hunter Ash.
And Gomer is, well, I think it's Gomer21XX.
Yep.
You can find Gomer over at the blog section of That Guy with the Glasses. Ash, you can find him on the Examiner.
Yeah, I'm the Los Angeles console game Examiner. Examiner.com. Yep. And also, I should say, if so you get Mega Man fans listening to this, go pick up Udon's Mega Man and Mega Man X and Mega Man Zero Complete Works art books, because they're all really good. I edited them. They're for hardcore fans. Lots of great art, lots of great commentary on all the games, developer interviews. Go check them out.
And if you meet Ash in person, he'll autograph them.
Exactly. And who doesn't want my autograph?
Seriously. But yeah, there we go. I hope y'all enjoyed listening, because honestly, we've had a blast recording all these.
Oh yes,
we have indeed.
It's been awesome.
And I don't know if Joey said it to y'all, but I'll say it to you, either of y'all are welcome to record on the podcast anytime y'all want.
Well, I'd love to come back. I appreciate it.
I'd love to sometime. It'd be awesome.
All right. Well, this has been. I'm sounding like this is the last episode of this, but no, we still got one more. But it may be a while before we do the next one, because considering how much trouble we've had recording this podcast, jeez.
Yeah.
It has been a nightmare trying to get this recorded.
It has indeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, guys, we will see you next time.
All right. Take care, you guys.
You guys take care.
And we are out of here. Hey, Joey.
What, huh?
Hey, Joey.
What's going on? What's going on, huh?
You want me to help plug the guy who had the music at the end of this podcast?
If you really need to.
Alright. Guy's name's Ilpo. There's a link in the show notes. Yes, we've talked 4 hours about Mega Man and we're not done. What do you think of that?
I think it's content. Pure, unadulterated content.
Huzzah! See you next time, guys.
Right. I'm glad I was here.